Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Welcome to episode number 23 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is New Heart. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 to 27, it says in the New King James Version, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. Now, in this passage, we see the phrase heart of stone is contrasted with the phrase heart of flesh to imply that the stony, cold, hard-hearted nature of the people would be replaced with a warm, living spirituality from God. As a believer, I'm sure you can attest to the newness of life that has occurred in you as well. Remember some of the things you used to do that you don't do anymore? Remember how you used to react when someone hurt your feelings? Now you seem to be more patient and get over your hurts more easily. Remember how you just had to have that item when you saw it in the store? And now you can see an item in the store. It could catch your eye, but maybe you're not dominated by those feelings that I just have to have that item. It's not controlling you anymore like it did before. Well, I'm sure you can share some examples of how your heart has changed since Jesus has made it new. Think about it. What did you have a struggle with previously that now you don't? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I'm sure we can all say, Praise God, that they have indeed become new. I was thinking of some of the new things that do take place. For example, eternally, we have a new outlook, a new attitude, a new insight, a new empowerment, a new hope, a new endurance, along with so much more. And it all comes from that new heart and spirit that's been given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you don't see the change happen overnight or all at once, but many times it's a gradual change that you can't even see when it's taking place. However, believe me, one day comes and you see all of a sudden that you do not react as you used to do when certain people or situations take place in your life. I remember in my own life how I saw a heart changed. I used to have this feeling about God that he was so critical and so judgmental. And it made me have this fear of him, not a feeling of feeling close to him or thinking that he was a compassionate or loving God. No, before the way I viewed him, it caused me to be repelled by him. But now, since he has changed my heart and has allowed me to learn more of who he is through his word and through life experiences, I have come to know that he is a loving God. Very patient, long-suffering, and I'm able to now have a close relationship with him and also able to trust him in a way that I never did before. So I've seen a pretty big heart change within myself. I'm sure that we can all attest to the fact, too, that only God can change a heart. Sometimes people are very hard-hearted. Have you ever tried to get a strong-willed child to do something they don't want to do? Have you ever seen a man or woman who stubbornly will not make an effort to work things out in their marriage? Have you ever heard of a person who has a habit of cheating in his business practices? Again, only God can turn these situations around by changing the heart and spirit of a person. I am so thankful that He is the one who is able to fully accept us where we are and with all His knowledge and wisdom guide us to where He knows we should be. A good example of this again is Saul, how God changed his heart and made him into a great apostle named Paul. When he was known as Saul, he was going around persecuting Christians and destroying the church in any way that he could. But when Jesus entered into Saul and changed his heart and gave him his spirit, he was then turned into being known as Paul, a man who loved the church, a man who has written a good amount of the Bible, and who is instructing Christians not just in the past, but presently, and allowing us to understand and know through the Holy Spirit working through him how great God is and his love is for us indeed. So here's Saul, what he used to be in persecuting and destroying and killing Christians, had a heart change to where he became known as Paul. And he loved the saints and actually gave up his life for the saints. There's so much more I could say about our hearts. And I'm sure if you've studied the word, you could share a whole lot that I'm not sharing in this podcast. But I'm so thankful that we have a God that is able to repair, change, fix, take the hardness out of our hearts. There are a couple of passages too that I thought were really neat in regards to God and his dealing with our hearts. In Psalm 44:21, it states that God knows the secret of our hearts. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28 verse 9, it says that God searches our hearts. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 18, it talks about God preparing our heart. And then in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, it says he enlightens our hearts. So God is always interacting with our hearts and making it new and allowing us to walk in a greater newness of life. And I think a simple reflection of how God changes a heart is in a poem that I would like to share with you. And I heard it and I thought it's cute. I hope you think it's cute too. It's called Little Pig with a New Heart. And although it's a fictitious poem, it still has a true fact within it. Listen, I hope you enjoy this. Mary had a little pig, and it was white as snow. That is when it had had a bath, as you, of course, might know. But Mary had an awful time to keep the piggy clean, for it was just the dirtiest pig that one has ever seen. She'd wash him and she'd scrub him till he would squirm and squeal, as if he wanted her to know it was an unfair deal. And then inside his green backyard, he planned from morn till night, unless he happened to sneak out and lose himself from sight. And then when Mary found him, he'd be worse than e'er before. So Mary'd get the soap again and scrub the pig some more. Poor Mary thought and wondered much what she could ever do, until she figured out a plan, and this she carried through. She took him to a doctor who put the pig to sleep, and then he took his heart right out, but not, of course, to keep. And then he took a little lamb and took his heart out too, and put it in the little pig before the piggy knew. When little piggy did awake, he had no more desire to wallow in the mud again or ever in the mire. And try as hard as e'er he could, he never understood how such a pig as once he was could ever be so good. And so you see, dear friends of mine, you need a new heart too. Just like little piggy did, the old one will never do. If you'll receive a brand new heart, well, here is how you may. Accept God's Son as Savior now and let Him in today. You can let Jesus in your heart today by asking Him to forgive you of your sins. Then, by saying you believe He died in your place on the cross. And then, by saying that you believe He rose the third day and He's resurrected and living in heaven now on the right hand of God. And then, finally, by asking Him to come into your life, into your heart, to live as your Savior and your Lord. If you will call upon the Lord to do that, He will never reject you, and He will answer your prayer. And I hope that you will go to our website given at the end of this podcast to learn more about receiving Jesus as your Savior. Okay, let's have a little recap over what we've covered in our podcast today. Remember, when Jesus enters into our life, He gives us a new heart and a new spirit. And this new spirit is really Jesus Himself who comes to live in us to create this new life that we didn't have before. Now, everything is not going to change overnight, and that's all right. We need to be patient with ourselves, just as God, our Lord Jesus Christ, is patient with us. He's going to work in and through us one day at a time. And then all of a sudden, one day, we too are going to be able to notice this change, this new heart that has taken place in our lives. Well, I hope that you will trust Him to do that very thing. And then also you can pray along with me what the psalmist did in Psalm 51:10, which states, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Oh, I pray that that will indeed be our prayer. I hope that you'll join us with our next podcast. And until the next time, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.